Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Halloween party today here. I didn't make it. I'm blaming the Blue Jays for not wrapping that thing up 4 hours earlier last night. Didn't get to the party. And the vending machine is broken. I like to have, as you know, viewers will have maybe detected, vitamin water or an iced tea or something to drink. And so it doesn't work.
Everything's down out there? The snacks and the drinks or just the drinks?
I don't know. I just always want one of the two things I mentioned. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. All right.
That machine isn't working. So, you know, I thought it's Halloween party day. There might be a beverage in the fridge. And there is. 2-liter bottle of a popular diet soda.
Okay. Well, that'll work then.
I really was hoping for a lot more. Who knows how long it was in there? It might have been put in there today. It might have been put in there in July.
It's a little flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does not look. That looks like old coffee.
Well, I can confirm.
When a glass of soda looks like old coffee, you know you're not drinking the freshest stuff.
Open it hoping for that sound.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of a sound, but it was like a roaring.
You're opening it almost hoping to have to close it back up because you can't open it too quickly. Otherwise, it's going to fizz over.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what happened,
didn't
though.
Didn't get that at
sadly.
All. Yeah.
On the line is, so now that's cleared up. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Ross, what's new?
What's new is I have a couple questions. May I begin my segment today with questions?
Anytime you want. Yes, we're ready.
Okay. What percentage of people in Buffalo, a.k.a. Bills fans, are also Toronto Blue Jays fans?
I think it's pretty small, but right now it might be peaking. They played here during COVID, and Guerrero is a superstar, and they're in the World Series.
Some of these guys played AAA ball here in Buffalo, so there's some attachment from that fan base, but this has largely been a Yankee town in my experience. So, you know, there's probably more than ever because of this relationship and because of what Mike said about them playing here during COVID. But it's nowhere near the majority of baseball fans.
10% of Bills fans.
Hey, who's that? Buffalo AAA is the affiliate for who?
The Blue Jays. That's what I'm saying. Like guys that are on this team now played here pretty recently.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was Cleveland for some reason.
Used to be.
Okay, maybe when I was up there,
yep.
Was it Cleveland? Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that makes sense. So then there is a decent attachment then.
Yeah.
If Buffalo's the AAA affiliate for the Blue Jays, because I've learned a couple things. Well, first of all, we know that there's a lot of Bills fans in Toronto and in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Bills fans. I've also learned over the last week or so that the Blue Jays are like the national team of Canada, and that they've got fans throughout the entire country, and like people in Calgary and Edmonton and all these other cities are like big Blue Jay fans, and they get seen throughout the country to the point where the Blue Jays actually have bigger television audience than like the Dodgers or the Yankees, because they are the team of Canada. They are the national team. So I didn't really know that, but that's cool, I guess. And then
yes.
When you said, Mike, that you stayed up to watch that game, God bless you, by the way. But also, I thought maybe there's a bunch of people in Buffalo that are Blue Jays fans. I don't know. Maybe that's like their squad. I hadn't really thought of it. I didn't remember it being that way when I was up there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't remember anybody talking about anything other than the Bills or the Sabres when I was up there.
Right. Like, that's really
it was almost like baseball and basketball did not exist.
That's kind of the bright point, I think, mostly. Like, yeah. It's not that Buffalo generally dislikes those teams, but I just feel like we're really not, as a community, we're not that into it. You know, it's just about the Bills and the Sabres, like you said. I also went to game two.
I told you guys this, but Mike, are you just a baseball guy, or do you like the Blue Jays?
I love baseball, and I am a bandwagon Blue Jays fan. Like, when you were with the Bills, I didn't really care at all. They were winning like 73 games a year or something like that, probably. But when they're good, I get into it. I went to game two in Toronto, and so I've got a string going of being up until like 2-3 a.m. It's not good.
the kid that pitched for them in game one, I think it's like Jurassic or something.
You're Savage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're Savage, yeah. He is 23 years old, and he grew up like 7 miles from where I grew up.
Yes, that's right.
So I mean, I don't know him, but I know of him, and it's, you know, I played against his high school in basketball and stuff in high school growing up. He went to Boyertown High School. I went to Wyomissing. I know everybody in Western New York cares deeply about this, but it is wild to see like a 23-year-old kid from my neck of the woods start World Series game one as a pitcher. And he wasn't even like that highly sought after coming out of high school. I guess he just learned this pitch that's like unstoppable or something.
Yeah, he has a splitter, but then he has a splitter, and then in game one he really didn't use it. Like he couldn't find it. But they won. He got through a few innings, and they won.
So. And he's been on quite a ride. I mean, he started, I think, playing in low A in Florida, and then higher A in Vancouver, and then double A, which is in New Hampshire, and then eventually here, and then eventually Toronto, and now he's in the World Series. It's been quite a season for him.
That is unbelievable. All right, my other question is, one of your commercials during the break, because I was listening, is about border attorneys.
Yes.
You know, and the border can be really hard on couples, so you need to get border attorneys. What am I missing? Why do I need a border attorney?
I don't know that you do.
I hope you don't.
I think I'm speaking way out of school. I think if you might have a record, they're not going to want you into Canada. Like, I think it can be tough getting back and forth if you have...
Oh, if you have a criminal record,
yes,
it's hard to get back and forth.
You can't get in.
And these guys can help you.
Or yes. Yeah, right. It can be, right? I mean, it's one of these things that can just get flagged randomly, and then you're stuck. But I think what these attorneys are selling is the opportunity to have that taken care of ahead of time.
There you go.
God, okay, all right. I just wanted to know.
Yep.
I got both those things where I was intrigued during the commercial break.
Well, good. So here are the Bills, Kansas City next, 40-9, the final in Carolina. We can get right to the Chiefs game if you want. I just wonder if you think they're okay. We've had a couple of days where we're talking more about their faults, and there was a lot of that before this game too. Even Sean McDermott sounds, when it comes to their passing game, that, you know, he feels like it's not quite right, to put it mildly. What do you think? What are you seeing?
Well, let's start with the positive. You guys know I'm a glass half full guy. I'm a positive guy. I think that's super important in life. I mean, that was exactly what the doctor ordered for the Bills in terms of coming out, taking care of business, getting a big win, getting the O-line going, the run game going, defense looking better. I mean, and you can say, oh, it's the Panthers. I mean, they were 4-3. They had won 4 NFL games. And so for the Bills to go down there and destroy them like that was exactly what they needed on a lot of levels, including confidence, going into this matchup against the Chiefs. I mean, I think there probably are still some concerns about the passing game, and I think the Ed Oliver injury is very, very unfortunate, because I've argued for a while that I think after quarterback, the second most important position in the NFL is defensive tackle in particular. I mean, D-line in general, but D-tackle in particular, because of how impactful those guys can be snap to snap against both the run and the pass. So I think D-tackle is a more important position than edge rusher. I don't know that it was thought of that way when I was playing, but it is now, or at least I think it should be now, because of how quickly the quarterbacks can get rid of it, how good they are at stepping up in the pocket. Whereas a disruptive D-tackle, even if it doesn't count as a hit or a quarterback pressure, they can still be that word, disruptive, and affect the quarterback. So that feels like a pretty significant injury. We had talked last week a lot about Greg Cosell's comments about the Bills' passing game, and maybe the answer when you have Josh Allen a quarterback is not to be getting the ball out of your hands that quickly. Maybe there should be more stuff intermediate or down the field. But I got to be honest with you. You guys know how much I love Greg Cosell. He is my co-host on Thursday and Friday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. 46 years, NFL Films, really well revered. I think it was the same episode, the same show, where he talked about Patrick Mahomes being the fastest in the NFL from snap to ball out, and how quick and rhythmic the Chiefs' passing game was. So that actually might be a question I ask Greg on Thursday or Friday this week, is like, hey, Greg, how can you on one hand criticize the Bills because the passing game is so quick and ball out, and maybe with Josh Allen's arm they should, you know, expand it, drive the ball down the field a little bit more, and then in the same episode talk about how the Chiefs' offense is awesome again because Mahomes gets the ball faster than everybody else. To me, that, like, Mahomes has a pretty good arm too. So, you know what that sounds like to me? It's like, well, the one's working and the other one's not. Right. So let's praise this. You know what I mean? Like that's not Greg, but that sounds like.
Yep.
What if it was flipped? We would say the exact opposite. You know, oh, look at Allen. He's getting the ball out so quick. You know, they're giving him all these choices and he's beating him with his brain. Doesn't have to always be his big arm. And oh, Mahomes, man, they can't drive the ball down the field. They should. That's Patrick Mahomes. So I don't know. Some of that just has to do with how well you're playing, I think.
Yeah. Further on the defense, I mean, the Oliver loss is huge, and you've already highlighted that. They did get contributions on Sunday from guys who – two who were suspended, Ogunjobi and Hoyt, and Hoyt really flashed, Ross. I mean, 1.5 sacks, a forced fumble. I mean, he just was a presence. So that was really welcomed. And they also got Maxwell Hairston, their rookie corner, first-round pick, on the field for 20-some snaps, and that seemed to go pretty well. And they even got a younger athletic safety back there that may have saved a touchdown early in this game. I think he did, because if Rapp were on the field or Jordan Poyer were on the field, I think Dowdle runs away from both of those guys, and Hancock caught him from behind on that play. So they did get some reinforcements on defense, but Hoyt to me was the top story in that part of the thing.
Well, I love that dude. He came on my show in the off season, and yes, we got the Ivy League connection. But just talking with him, you know, his mindset, just a crazy story. He was like a 310-pound, you know, run stuffing D tackle at Brown, and then somehow he gets to the Rams and loses weight and. But he can really run and move, and I just like his mentality a lot. I mean, it strikes me, I don't know if there's anybody before, oh, there was somebody before me. Think about the proud lineage of Ivy League players for the Buffalo Bills. Jack Kemp, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ross Tucker, now Michael Hoyt after a game. I think pretty clearly if Brandon Bean's listening, the Bills need to get more Ivy League guys.
Hey, don't leave out Jackson Hawes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because people want to say Georgia Tech for him when he was there for like 5 months, which drives me crazy. Jackson Hawes is another one. I mean, think about me. I don't know if I'm missing any. Hit me up on social media if I am, at Ross Tucker NFL. But basically, the Bills have cornered the market on Ivy League superstars over the years, and they need to add even more.
Although we're not, I don't think we can count Jack Kemp. He went to Occidental, but maybe.
I thought he went to Dartmouth. Oh, that was his son.
Jeff Kemp went to Dartmouth. That's right.
It was his son that went to Dartmouth. Okay, right. Forget him. Then the new narrative is Ross Tucker started this Ivy League pipeline to the Buffalo Bills in the early 2000s that went to Fitzpatrick, then Hawes and Hoyt.
Right.
Okay, new narrative. We got it.
And look at them now. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. There's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. There's also the Even Money Betting Podcast. Kansas City, a 1.5 favorite as of only, you know, Tuesday for Sunday's game. Does that surprise you in either direction?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I think most people would tell you they think the Chiefs are better. But the game is in Buffalo. The Chiefs are on a short week. Buffalo has kind of had their number in the regular season, as we know, the Chiefs in the postseason. You can't do this, but I'd love to see what the number would be if this was a playoff game. You know, I mean, I think it would be different, right or wrong. I like the Bills, as I said on today's Even Money Betting Podcast. I like the Bills as a teaser leg, up to 7.5 points, paired with something else, because I just have faith that they'll at least be in it. Or even if they're down 2 scores, that Josh will get them a touchdown or a score late to make it a 1-score game. I do have to tell you guys, it gave me some pause. The Chiefs are that good. So even taking the Bills and the 7.5 was not like a no-brainer for me, because, man, the Chiefs look really good. You know, you watch them last night, and it felt like the Commanders couldn't have played much better. Yeah. I mean, the Commanders, they get the interception from Lattimore. That, you know, Kelsey goes off his hands. Wagner gets the interception. Mariota, I mean, in the first half, that's about as well as I've ever seen him play. He outplayed Mahomes. Then the second half starts. It's like bing, bang, boom, touchdown, Chiefs, first 3 drives. I mean, I talked to you guys about it last week. This is the best their offense has looked in years. How about this? Last year, they were undefeated at this point. This year, they have 3 losses, and yet their point differential, right, how many points they've scored versus their opponent, is better this year than last year.
For the whole season.
They have a better point differential because they're just smashing teams now. And I don't know. I think that makes it even more important that the Bills win this game. And I know we've talked about it the last couple years, and it's been like, does it really matter? Because they're going to play against each other again in the playoffs, and maybe you'd rather lose this one and then have a better chance to beat them in the playoffs or whatever. I actually think it does kind of matter, because the Chiefs are looking so good right now that I think it would be really nice confidence boost for the Bills, and quite frankly for the rest of the NFL, if somebody could take down the Chiefs, because these last few games they've been like scary good.
Here we go again with that.
Right.
Ross, what have you got going this weekend? Any games?
Yeah, man, this is kind of wild. I have a CBS television doubleheader, which means Saturday I will be on every television in the country, including everybody listening, for Army at Air Force, Noon Eastern.
Love it.
Which, by the way, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. 10 a.m. Mountain Time.
Yes.
And I adore those games for a million different reasons. Like, those are my favorite games to do. Because I just talked to 2 Air Force kids today. They're incredible. And then there's one flight from Denver to Nashville. I will be on it because I have Chargers Titans for CBS on Sunday. So the rarely before, if ever done, CBS back-to-back doubleheader college NFL weekend for me.
You're closing in on Herb Street. You just got to get like a pregame show in between in some remote location, and then
a dog
and a few dogs. Yeah,
yeah. But two things different. Number one, he has a private plane. I do not. And then number two, he gets. I mean, he has a meeting, but he doesn't have a game on Friday. There's a day in between. I've done the Thursday radio, mm-hmm. Saturday game, or I've done the Sunday, Monday night radio. To do TV back-to-back days, it's more about the meetings. You know, it's more about, like, tomorrow I'll go right from the Air Force head coach to the Chargers coordinators, and it's just kind of keeping it all together, and then the back-to-back nature of it. But I would do it every weekend if they let me. I mean, you guys know the way I am. I'm yep. a pickle. I love this stuff.
Thanks for fitting us in, Ross. Appreciate your time, as always. We'll talk next week.
Always. See you guys. Hey, let me know if you need a border attorney.
Likewise.
Noted. All right. There you go. Ross Tucker, his weekly appearance with us here on WGR is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Hang on. No, I messed that up. Hang on. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. It's going to be the same thing. I'm sorry. I just got to the wrong line on my notes.
All right. I've done it. Maybe.
I'll be okay.
I think I know the difference between... I think I know what Greg Cosell would say to Ross. I watched the whole football game last night, but what I saw, they made it look so easy on offense. The difference is the wide receivers.
Where is the ball going when it's coming out that fast?
It's a lot of short, sideways to Rice and Worthy or even Kelsey. And we came to resent that when the Bills were doing that because they weren't getting big gains out of it. They tried that. I mean, they've done plenty of – that's how last season ended. Everything was right at the line of scrimmage. That's not everything Kansas City did, but it was some of it. And those guys getting open, even intermediate, that's the difference. And so they can get the ball out quickly, but somebody's there. He had one – Mahomes was incredible, what I saw from him last night. He had one where they call it climbing the pocket, and he sort of turned to the left and hit Juju, maybe it was, who was just open and would not have even been in his sort of line of sight. But he, just in time, as he was about to have to take off to run, turns and makes that throw to the left. So I wonder if, like, it's really as simple as that, that when the Bills do it, what is it worth? Like, they're just not getting much out of the passing game, and the Chiefs are. So maybe it's not more complicated than that. I'm not Greg Cosell. 803-0550 for your theories. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after sports on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm still counting and waiting on deals for wide receivers. We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills, the Denver Broncos, other teams that have made calls about wide receivers. We've got the New Orleans Saints sitting on a collection of wide receivers in which I think at least one will be dealt. And if I had to bet, I would say Rashid Shaheed is the guy that interests most teams for his speed and his talent, and the guy whose contract is up after this year, who the Saints, I think, would be most willing to part with if the compensation were fair and right.
Oh, that little caveat at the end. I'm very familiar with that useless phrase as a fantasy player.
That guy's 100% getting traded. Rashid Shaheed is getting traded. Well, I don't know that the Bills are going to be the team that pulls him into the boat, but the Saints are going to find something that meets whatever criteria Schefter is describing there.
But only for the right price.
Oh, sure. It's got to be the right price. Right. Yeah. We'll find afterward what exactly that right price was, of course.
Yeah, right.
All along, they were looking for blank.
That's what they got.
And that's what they got. Here came the, you know, your team name here with that asset, and there you go. I would be stunned if that guy doesn't get traded. Shaheed.
I predict he will be also. I think a second is the very best the Saints would do.
Yeah.
A third is pretty good. I would say, for him.
Me too.
That's pretty good.
Me too.
But then, you know, with these draft pick trades, you can still ask yourself if it's worth it. I mean, in one school of thought, you just trade everybody and accrue 10 extra draft picks or something. Like, why stop at one? You're making this trade because your team is losing. You're actually better off if it loses more often. So, you know, anybody that's not going to be around, and if you're a team like that, you can justify not having literally anyone back. Why stop at one? But, you know, if it's a fifth, like this trade the Titans made yesterday, where they went from the sixth round to the fifth round, what's the point? Like, what's the value of that, really? It's not much. Your odds, your hit rate is going to be about the same once you get down to that point of the draft. So it's bad. It's something. But I think you can get to a point where just why are we bothering to do this?
Like, right.
It's embarrassing to.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys traded Amari Cooper to the Browns, I think, for a sixth round pick. And that was laughed at. And then Amari Cooper got good again playing for Cleveland and like, wow, Dallas, great job. So, but you know, That was fair. Like, why would you even want a sixth-round pick? Like, mm-hmm. Just hold on to him. Let the season play out for a while before. Then there's the money. Like, you don't want to have to pay the player necessarily. Anyway, it's all obvious.
Yeah,
right?
And there is also, I think, probably something to be said for, depending on the guy, where he's at in his career, where is your team at? Like, let him go try to win something. Not that that was what Dallas was doing, trading him to Cleveland. I don't remember what everybody's records were at the time, but
offseason.
I think that can play into it. You know, that there's, you know, you want to have the reputation of doing right by your players. And when you can do that, you, I think, should try to do that. It should never be the thing that is the guiding principle, but, you know, if you can do a guy a solid, yeah, fine. I think you should. I think that can help you in future
yep.
situations.
CJ's next. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. I've been listening to most radio shows, meaning like the sister stations, Patriot Station, blah, blah, blah. And I'm curious to know why everybody outside of our radio stations, as far as fans that call in, think the Bills don't need something big. We're all afraid that the Bills, like, we'll get Amari Cooper or what's a free agent? Tyler Lockett, or we got Gabe Davis in the back. That doesn't scare anybody to think, like, oh, they fixed the offense. But is that enough to win a Super Bowl in a year where there's so much parity? We didn't know the New England Patriots were going to be this good. Nobody could tell me, hey, you know, the Colts are going to be an awesome team with Daniel Jones at quarterback. There's a lot more teams that we need to beat. And I don't think we have the horses to win a Super Bowl. To make the playoffs, yes, any receiver will help us to open it up like Amari Cooper did last year. But to win a Super Bowl, you need to get a guy like Diggs. Not for nothing. I know Diggs is like, I guess we don't have the cap to do certain things. I want us to do something special and just eat the money because we have the talent now and we don't have the time to keep wasting our team like we did when we wasted our defense. Let's not waste this offensive line. They're not going to be together next year.
Well, I don't know what people in other cities are saying about them. You claim to. Do they need something big? You also want to consider how much time they have here to acclimate someone new into the offense and have it get to a point where the guy is fully, you know, productive. And I think with wide receivers, that's a little bit of a process. I don't think it's maybe as much of one at other positions necessarily. I mean, you could talk me into something, you know? I mean, if there's an elite player and he's going to cost a one and the Bills can afford it financially, I probably would support it.
I 100% would. If that's Olave, if that's Jalen Waddle, again, affording it, like being able to fit it in right now and, you know, the future you can figure out. I don't know that all those things are the same. You know, like Olave's at a different point. Waddle's already got a contract extension. I feel like that almost might rule him out entirely at this point, given the cap room the Bills do not have. Whereas Olave is heading into a fifth-year option and is eligible for a new contract, you could maybe even do that right away and just change everything about what he's owed right now. Again, if you have the appetite for that, I'm all for going as big as is allowed. I mean, a first-round pick. I don't know that that's realistic. And again, like, the money has to work. That's why Shaheed, I think, will be very sought after, because a lot of contending teams do not have a lot of money. Like, I don't know everyone's, I could look, but sitting here just talking right now, I don't know everybody's cap situation, but Shaheed doesn't cost a lot. And I think a third should be, if they get a second for him, that would be stunning to me. I'm not saying I wouldn't pay it if that's what the market is telling you and you want to make a move and you want to win this race and keep him from going to some other contending team and have him on your team too. Okay, fine. But the money part of it and where he's at in his contract, like the commitment, it's really like renting a former 40-goal scorer or something and plopping on your hockey team at the trade deadline. You're renting him. You're just trying to get the most out of him. Hope he helps you here now. And the future is not really pertinent at all in making that move. It can be at a later date, but there's enough reason to do it just for now, I think. And I'd say the same thing about a bigger asset, too. But a bigger asset means probably you're tying yourself to someone longer term. You're not going to rent somebody for a first-round pick in the NFL.
No.
It just does not happen.
Let's hope not. Yeah. The last point I'd make to that is, if you're talking about a bigger trade, that's a long-term, that's a philosophical shift. I mean, that is the official end of the everybody eats era, if they were to do something where somebody, a clear number one is brought in. I do not expect that to happen, but I don't think it's impossible. I think they should want to be aggressive, and maybe they are ready to change how they're perceived, how they play. Thanks, CJ. The Saints are turning to Tyler Shuck. That's actually how apparently he says his name. For his first NFL start this week, they play the Rams. He did get in relief their last game against Tampa. And even though he is a rookie, there will be, or there are, 12 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the league who are younger than he is. He comes in as the 13th youngest.
Including Josh Allen. No, that's not right. Sorry.
Not including Josh Allen. But I'm sure there are some, I don't have that list. I'm sure there are some interesting names on that list. Like, really? Darnold is really young, right? That's one that.
Yep.
Maybe he's not younger than this guy.
I don't think he is, but he was really young when he came in the league, that's for sure.
Darnold is younger than Burrow, I think. That's the one. And Kincaid is a year older than Kyle Pitts. Those right. are the only two things I know.
Right.
Also, I know this, and this is gonna upset people. So just you've been warned.
Okay.
Me, for one. Mentalfloss.com for Halloween has published a map of the United States with each state's favorite candy. Most popular Halloween candy by state, based on the top uniquely popular candy purchases in the month leading up to and ending on Halloween in 2024.
We get candy corn, don't we?
No.
Thank God.
I guess it's better than that. It's funny because...
Anything would have to be better than candy
maybe,
corn, in my opinion.
Fine. Maybe. My friend that I went to Toronto with had a bag of this candy in his car, and he just accidentally dumped it all over the back seat. So we had Twizzlers all over his back seat of his car. Unfortunate. Mm. Twizzlers.
We're going with licorice here?
We are going with Twizzlers. Most popular Halloween candy by state. That's our favorite candy.
Did everybody's grandpa vote? Like what are we doing here?
Who is well, it's an outrage.
It is. it is. No.
It's an outrage. I'll give Washington State some credit here. Twix.
Respectable.
It's not the obvious like Reese Cups or Twizzlers.
I love a good Twix.
Yeah, fine. Good. Yeah.
Don't Twix. Not a fan Twix. Of the no, Twix is oh, there's Halloween candy left over. Good. I got some Twix. I stash this. This may or may not happen on a regular basis in my house. Let me stash this bag in the basement so that the filthy animals don't go through it in like 3 days. And, you know, every now and then while I'm watching a hockey game at 9 o'clock at night, I got some Twix downstairs.
I'll eat a Twix.
I'm going to go get a little fun-sized Twix.
Fun-sized Twix.
Yeah.
Other popular candies by state. Reese Cups might, I always say Reese Cups. I know I must be like a 5-year-old saying it that way. They might be number one here, most states. Hmm. Laffy Taffy, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska. Laffy Taffy, that's the best you can do. Sweet Smiles Candy in the Southeast, never heard of it.
Here, have some candy. Hurt your teeth. Thanks.
That is the point of candy, though. Red Vines.
I don't even think I know what that is.
Montana, Idaho, Arizona. Favorite candy, Red Vines. Sweet Tarts. Sweet Tarts.
That's old school.
South Dakota, Oklahoma. What's that one? Utah and New Mexico. Sweet Tarts. I'm doing this. I'm identifying the states from memory, by the way.
Good job.
Nerds.
Come on.
Alaska.
Well, all right.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Because why would they have other candy in Alaska?
The truck doesn't make it up there that often. So he's got to live with nerds.
Nerds. Really? Alaska. Okay.
I can see it. I'll allow it.
Okay, sure. Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar. The Carolinas. Snickers. California, Nevada.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's that one? Maryland. Maryland just sneaking in there with Snickers and a Reese's Cup world over there in the mid-Atlantic.
They're trying to be different.
Airheads. Did I mention that one yet?
No, you did not mention Airheads yet.
Massachusetts. I know. What's going on there?
Is this something where, like, the candy conglomerate wants all the candies to be mentioned so they all get a state maybe, or something? Because I don't know. This feels like participation trophies.
One more.
Nerds and Airheads, get out of here. Even Sweet Tarts. I mean, I like Sweet Tarts, but oh my God. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
That's like 1960.
That is fair. One more. I've never heard of this one. Trolley. T-R-O-L-L-I. Texas and Georgia.
I don't know what that is.
Probably some kind of jerky-related candy.
Jerky-related candy.
Texas and Georgia. I don't know. Jerky. Jerky-related candy. Jerky-adjacent. I'm directionally accurate. Jerky-adjacent. Florida, Skittles, your favorite.
I love Skittles.
How about Florida coming through to save the, saving the Republic?
Thank you, Florida.
Florida
for a change.
For once, Florida here to save the Republic. Skittles
who'd have thunk?
Its favorite candy. I know. Everybody has a day, you know. Everybody makes a run. Everybody makes a run. Florida, Skittles. All right, we're going to have to settle for Twizzlers. Also Twizzlers. Michigan, what's that one? Wisconsin, Illinois, and I think that's Missouri.
Oh, Twizzlers making a stand.
Twizzlers. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. The Sabres host Columbus tonight, pregame at 6. The game's at 6:45, early start. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.